time for Wrong Number Flirting this week with Corey and Marcy. Marcy on the phone this right now, and she wants us to call her man because he missed her birthday last weekend and thinks there's another woman in his life. Good morning, Marcy. What's going on?
I thought he was going to take me out to dinner, and that night came around, and instead he canceled, and he went to Mass Avenue with his friends.
When was your birthday, Marcy?
It was last Thursday.
And you got absolutely nothing on Thursday or on the weekend?
Correct. I was thinking maybe Saturday or something. He'd have like a romantic dinner plan.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. I don't even know this girl or this guy. And I feel so bad for you. I'll get you something.
So where was he
Thank
at?
Thank you. He was apparently at Mass Avenue with his friends.
And just didn't say anything? No apology? No, he didn't even bring it up?
The last month he's been acting sketchy. We haven't been talking as much. We haven't been hanging out. I honestly need to know if it's because of another woman or what's going on.
Marcy, well, we will call your boyfriend Corey right now, and you will be able to hear everything that's said, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is this Corey?
This is him.
Hello, Corey. My name is Raquel calling from .com. Are you having a good morning so far?
Yes.
Well, good. Hopefully we can make it better for you because you actually are our Fall into Flowers monthly winner. Of course, we're doing it like a seasonal thing. We have a great bouquet for you to give to somebody special. So congratulations.
I didn't enter for anything.
Yeah, we get some winners that say that sometimes because we have different booths set up at different events. And sometimes we have several employers that actually automatically enter all their employees as kind of a thank you gesture because they think it would be nice. So that might be your situation. Hopefully it's okay for you because, I mean, I can give the flowers to someone else if you want.
Completely free.
Yeah, we'll deliver them. We have a great personal message we can take down for the person.
A personal message?
Yeah, that's usually how we start. What is the message that you would like? We'll do that first.
Looking forward to cuddling and kissing you all over again very soon.
Okay, let me type that in. Oh, that's very sweet. And what is the name that you want for these flowers?
Send this to Jax.
Hey, Corey?
Yes?
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. You're on Wrong Number Flirting. You should have probably sent those to Marcy. That's your girlfriend on the phone right now.
But who is Jackson?
Wait, Marcy? It's Kyle and
Don't think he expected us to call him. He just hung up the phone. We'll try to get him back in just a second. Marcy, are you still there?
Yeah.
Are you shocked as we are? Do you know who Jackson is? Because I know how this sounds to me.
Well, hold on. We don't know. Jackson could be a girl's name, too. It could go girls
what
or guys,
girl
right?
Do you know?
I'm just saying.
Name
I don't
Jackson.
I don't know. I've never known a girl named Jackson. I've known several guys.
Marcy, hold on just a second. We're going to try to call Corey again, okay?
Leave me the f*** alone. Guy, I cannot believe you did this, Marcy. You could have just f***ing asked.
I don't know what to do with this because, I guess I was hoping it was a girl.
Right.
We don't know 100%.
Yeah, but what kind of conclusion are you drawing from this? Obviously it is someone else. Might be, a guy, which is whatever. But, just how do you feel about this?
I've been with him for almost a year. I don't know. I honestly would have never guessed this in a million years.